Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, he gave the example of a previous Prime Minister of England, Prime Minister Gladstone, in relation to the appearance of Varahadev. And he quoted Ramadi Mutishu Kala Niyamena Tistam. And there Srila Prabhupada was saying that this Rama means enjoyment. This word Rama Adi Mutishu. Muti means form. So in other words, when the Lord appears in different types of forms, that form is specifically for His pleasure and His own enjoyment. So here Krishna has appeared as the boar, but it does not mean that He is suffering. Because the regular boars of the material world, they are definitely in a suffering condition. Because the Lord's form is Ananda Chinmaya Ras. In other words, Pratibhavitabhis, which indicates that it is of the nature of eternality in a spiritual form. It has nothing to do with having material ingredients in them. So when Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes a big man, like Prime Minister Gladstone, he becomes a horse. You know this example Prabhupada has given? Yes, it's a famous example like that. So somebody came for an interview on schedule time to meet the Prime Minister. And the secretary told the person who came for the interview that you have to wait. The Prime Minister is busy. Like that. So the person who came said that, you know, I came on time. Of course I can understand the Prime Minister is busy and so forth. So about an hour passed. And the person who was waiting to meet the Prime Minister on scheduled time, he sort of became inquisitive. So when the secretary was a little away from the desk, this man, he opened the door into the Prime Minister's office. And he wanted to see how he was busy and busily engaged still, although he was waiting for over an hour. So he saw that the Prime Minister was on his all fours, like a horse, like that. And his grandchild was on top of him, like this. And his grandchild on top of him was making, you know, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, move, like that. So this important visitor, he was thinking, what is really going on? And the Prime Minister is really busy. He's really busy. And what is he busy doing? He's busy becoming a horse for his own enjoyment. In other words, he doesn't change his position as the Prime Minister, but he has taken the form of a horse so that he can experience pleasure by also giving pleasure to his grandchild. Right. So Srila Prabhupada said that similarly, it is not that because he has become a horse for his grandchild that he is not enjoying. He is enjoying. At the same time, it's not that he's become a horse for his grandchild. He changes his position of not being a Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Like that. So similarly, Keshava Drita Sukara Rupa, Jaya Jagadishare, Jayadev Goswami tells us that It does not mean that because he is Varaha that he has changed his position of becoming a regular boar or pig in the material world, which we have material experience of. That is not the case. So Srila Prabhupada said that the Lord, although in the form of a boar, is not moved by karma. That when we take the form of a boar in the material world, it is due to punishment. So therefore that is not the same with the Lord, that he is forced by the laws of nature. Now, in other places, Srila Prabhupada said that the form of Lord Boar is actually a form of the Vedic hymns. And specifically, it is a form of the Gayatri Mantra. Why? Because the Gayatri Mantra comes out of Brahma's breathing. So Brahma, in his contemplation of how to rescue the earth from the depths of the Gapudaka ocean, and that contemplation moved the Lord to appear through his breathing nostrils, like that. And Brahma practically breathed out the Gayatri Mantra in the form of Lord Boa. In other places it is stated that the form of Lord Boa is the sum total of all the Vedic hymns also. In other places, but specifically Prabhupada says that from the Vedic hymns, the Gayatri Mantra is the form of Lord Boa. So this is proof that the form of Varaha is always transcendental and is full of knowledge by its very nature, because Gayatri Mantra means full of knowledge, like that. And Gayatri Mantra also means full of mercy. So because he is the personification of Vedic knowledge, Varaha can destroy all material contamination of the living entities. Now, the Vedas personified worship the form of the Vedas personified. So therefore the Vedas, they worship the transcendental form of the Lord in the form of Varaha. That is the Ishtadev. That is the presiding deity in that way. Now, within the Vedic mantras, the devotees usually request the Lord in many ways to deliver the living entity from this sort of material contamination. So because the Vedas are said to be the breath of the Lord coming through the agency of Brahma. Brahma himself is not exhaling the Gayatri Mantra, but he is an agency, in a way like a transparent medium. So therefore Brahma is considered the original student of the Vedas in that way, because he contemplated. So therefore the breathing from the nostril of Brahma caused the appearance of Lord Varahadev, and therefore the incarnation of Lord Varahadev is considered the Vedas personified. Now in the previous verses we hear of the glorification of the incarnation of the Lord by the sages from the higher planets. And the sages from the higher planets, they were singing Vedic hymns like that. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada gives the example that you know, we offer Ganges water back onto the Ganges river. We offer it back. We take water and we offer it back like that. So in the same way, the saintly persons and the demigods, when they were offering prayers in the form of Vedic hymns, they were actually taking from the Vedas and offering it back. Like how we take Ganga water and offer back to the Ganga. Like that. So in that sense, the Lord was very pleased by these Vedic mantras when they were chanted. And therefore to encourage the pure devotees, which includes Lord Brahma, he roared again in this particular verse. And then he entered the water to rescue the submerged earth. Now, in other places it is described that the skin of Varahadev and his eyes and bodily hair holes are all described as the different parts of the Vedas. So in other words, the different parts of the Vedas emanate from the form of Lord Varaha. Like that. So in that way is the personified form of the Vedas, and specifically the connection to the pure devotees is the Gayatri Mantra. Like that. In other words, if you see the analogy that the pig in the material nature or the boar is considered always unclean. Unclean. And the Gayatri Mantra is given to devotees who are considered to have now become clean. But the dirt of the contamination of material consciousness has to be reposed somewhere. It has to be kept somewhere. Like that. So therefore the form of Varahadev, it actually absorbs the contamination of the material consciousness of the living entity and situates the living entity on the Brahmanical platform. So therefore we chant the Brahma Gayatri Mantra. Like that. Now, Varahadev is also called Apapavidham. Apapavidham means that just like the sun can purify a filthy place and still remain pure. It can absorb that which is dirty and still remain pure. So the form of the Gayatri Mantra that is chanted by those who are following Brahmanical culture, and even while chanting it, one becomes purified. But the dirt, by becoming purified, is reposed in the form of Varahadev, in the sense that Varahadev can absorb that which is impure and still remain pure, just like the sun. So in many places in the Vedic culture and in Vedic communities, many Brahmanas, they actually worship as they is to them, this form of the Lord in the form of Varahadev. Now, the Lord can perfectly play the part of any living entity. But at the same time, the Lord is the origin of the form of the 8,400,000 species of life. From our vantage perspective, we feel, according to our relative experience, that the Lord has taken on a form of a pig, because we have that experience of boars or pigs in the material world. But from the point of the Lord, no. From the point of the Lord, he is the origination of all species of life. It comes from him. So therefore Prabhupada quoted Ramadi Murtisha, Ramamurti. For his enjoyment, he takes various forms. Now Varahadev is definitely spoken of in this particular canto in the 19th chapter, that Varahadev is the origin of the boar species. In other words, the absolute truth, the janmadi asyayatam vayada. Itaratas tacheshu abhijnana swarat. In other words, the Lord is definitely the origin of everything. Everything emanates from Him. So therefore, it is to be understood that the 8,400,000 species of life and the bodily forms of the species of life originate from the Lord. So He is the original Bo. But at the same time, He is Adiyam, which is also given by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord is always original. Now, when the Lord assumed the shape of a boar to kill the demon Hiranyaksha and pick up the earth from the Garbhodaka ocean, that is the time it is called that He is Adi Sukara, because it is also the beginning of creation. Adi Sukara, the beginning of creation, the original boar. In the material world, as we know, that the pig or the boar is considered most abominable. But this Adi Sukara is not treated as an ordinary boar by Brahma, by the great sages in the higher planets. So therefore, by that proof alone that this boar is not ordinary, it is the Supreme Lord. Now, in some places there may be some confusion, because it's actually either Lord Vara appeared twice or two Varas appeared. Both are accepted. Sometimes it is described that He appeared twice, and other times it is described that another form appeared as Varahadev. Like that. So according to Srila Jiva Goswami, quoted by Srila Prabhupada, that the Vedic literatures, they describe the incarnation of Varahadev in two different, you could say, devastations. Namely the Chakshusha devastation, Chakshusha Manu, and the Swayambhuva Manu devastation. Like that. But this particular appearance of the boar incarnation actually took place, which we're describing, during the Swayambhuva Manu devastation. And therefore, and the proof is when all the planets other than the higher ones, that is in the Janaloka, Mahaloka, and Satyaloka, when they merged into the water of devastation, this particular incarnation of the boar was seen by the inhabitants from the higher level. And therefore, sometimes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have us understand that the great sage Maitreya, when he was speaking to Vidura, he amalgamated both the boar incarnations in the different devastations, and therefore he summarized this description of the appearance of Varahadev in this way to Vidura, in that way. Now it is quite interesting, when Varahadev was lifting the earth, He lifted the earth not to save Bhumi. For us, it is Mother Bhumi, Bhumi Mata. But for Varahadevi, is Bhumi Devi, because Bhumi is wife of Lord Varaha. So Varahadev appeared for enjoyment, to associate with his consort, Bhumi Devi, for Varahadev, but Mother Bhumi for us. Like that. So therefore it is stated that in the Bhagavatam, in the purports, that when Varahadev by his tusk lifted Mother Bhumi for us, Bhumi Devi for him, from the depths of Godavari ocean, it was great pleasure. It was the greatest of pleasure. And that pleasure, because of that, the hair of Varahadev, it is called Pitastan, and that became known as Bahismati, the capital of this Swayambhuva Manu, where the hair fell out of pleasure. It became the capital, Bahismati, of the, you could say, the Kshetra of Swayambhuva Manu. And therefore that Bahismati capital of Swayambhuva Manu is so exalted that the city was always enriched in opulence because of the hair that fell from Lord Varahadev there. And at that very spot, these hairs of Varahadev and later took the form of a green grass which the sages used to worship the Lord. The same Varahadev. Like that. Our Srila Prabhupada is also in the mood of Varahadev. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So just as Lord Varahadev picked up Mother Bhumi, and while was being picking up Mother Bhumi, Varahadev was attacked by Hiranyaksha. Like that. And the Lord gently placed Mother Bhumi in its position, and granting a protection, he began to fight with this demon Hiranyaksha with his mace. So similarly, some devotees were discussing that, Srila Prabhupada has rescued us, from the depths of the ocean of material existence. And he has very mercifully and gently placed us within the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And he has provided us with a support system for protection. And while Srila Prabhupada is nourishing our hearts and bodies with so many things, the holy name, a prasadam, and the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada also fought with the agents of Kali, especially the scientists and the Mayavadis, who Hiranyakashipu, felt that, how can this be the Lord? There's no Lord. I am the Lord. Like the scientists and the Mayavadis want to become Lord. So just as Varahadev fought with Hiranyaksha with his mace, similarly, Srila Prabhupada is fighting these material scientists as well as the Mayavadis with the mace of his purports. So therefore, Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishas Sunyavadi Pashtita Desatarine. So Srila Prabhupada is also in the mood of Varahadev in that way. You have any questions or comments at this point?